Welcome to part three of this episode of the Wave Guides podcast. Let's get back to Kathy, K6SUN, in conversation with the women of Ham Radio.
I'm going to make a call before I call WE2Q and XBL to Gordon and see if he would like to make some general comments on what he thinks, because I have someone at the front door, I would just like you to make some general comments there, and I'll be right back. KY6B, can you come aboard?
I'd be happy to, Kathy. I don't know who'd be knocking at your door at 9:59 in the night, but make sure you have the chain on. Let me throw it right up to Greg. I don't have any particular comments. Guys and gals, I'm just beaming from ear to ear. This is just one fantastic program this evening, and I'm just tickle pink. WE2Q, ask you for a favor there, my friend. When you check in, roll in with 2Q. That Q just stops everything by itself. Go ahead, Greg, over.
Absolutely, we'll make it 2Q. The Q seems to catch everyone's ear, but we'll make it 2Q. Just a general comment. Glad to hear all the stories about how the women got involved and the young ladies. Just spread the word. The percentage of females that are in this hobby is pretty low, and would like to see a lot more involved. Spread the word any way you can. It's a good hobby. It's a fun hobby, and that's about all I have to say on the subject. It's great. The word needs to get out, and don't know how to get the word out outside of the hobby. Inside the hobby, it seems to be a little self-serving. I certainly would like to see a lot more female involvement. It adds a nice dimension to the hobby. With that, I'll turn it back to the net. This is WE2Q.
Thanks, Greg. KY6V here. Well, I won't embellish anything that I already put in the text box, but I'm just so proud of both of you and the family coming aboard. Let me ask you a question. It's been my thought that there's more females out there that are licensed than we really realize. A lot of them, in my humble opinion, have joined the ranks, have gone through the gymnastics of getting their license to please their other half. And once that is done, the other half, the males on the side, if I may put it this way, can say, oh, well, my wife's a ham, too, and her call is such and such, but the female never gets on the air. Am I reading this correctly, Greg, or do you have any impression on that, over?
Absolutely. I've been in the hobby since 64, not as long as you, but quite a few years, and that is generally, from what I've observed, the case. And it really is a shame. For the most part, the female or the spouse tends to stay on the side, occasionally making a comment, and it seems to help the male, because he can share what he's doing with his spouse or significant other. But for the most part, the female does not become as involved. It is something to become involved with their partner, but beyond that, they don't become too involved. And I don't know if that's because of a lack of interest on their part, or that the spouse, I'm trying to find a delicate way to put this, tends to be more dominant in the hobby and doesn't make room for his significant other to participate as much. I'm not sure that's true, but it seems to be my observation. and I think the hobby could benefit greatly from the female participation, for sure.
I appreciate those comments, Greg, very much. KY6V here for Sathcar as well. You know, there's just so many facets in this, it's hard to tell. I think there's a shyness involved. You know, put a telephone in the hands of a female and she'll talk for hours. Put a microphone in front of her, she won't say anything. Boy, am I going to be in trouble with Kathy. Thanks, Greg. I'm going to pass it back over to Kathy, see if she's back. If that was a certified letter, I hope you said you weren't home, Kathy. And please pick up Pete. I think he's still hanging tough. KY6V, over.
All right. Thanks so much for coming back and helping. Actually, it was the wrong address. But normally, this time of the night, no one comes to my door. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I was listening to Craig, and I really agree with his comments. A lot of men do want their wives to become licensed, and I'm not sure why, and then these wives don't become involved. Maybe it's that they just do it for their husbands or significant others, but when I go through my final talk this evening, I've gone through quite a series of events, and so I do want everyone to know that. But I'm going to make a call out to Pete, the E2XPL, and have some comments from him before I actually ask for any additional comments from any gentleman out there. The E2XPL, please come aboard.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, K6SUN, and everybody listening. I want to start by saying fantastic show, great show. We're just past the two-hour mark. We still got a bunch of stations connected. I show about 25 on the list, and I won't give the punch right away, but it's been a great participation tonight. I'd like to congratulate all the women for being present tonight and for hanging tough in what seems to be a male-dominated hobby, although women do take their place. And I think that's a good thing, and yes, I think we need definitely more women in the hobby. Women bring a different perspective and a different vibe to everything they participate in, and I think men need to move aside and give you guys some more room. So I started my radio career in CB. Yes, I know that's a bad word to some, but that was my first introduction to wireless communications, and it was a friend of ours, a family of CBers, and one of the most active was Mrs. Dutson, Mrs. Jackie Dutson, mother of my best friend Alan, who is still around today in the neighborhood, and she was an avid CBer, XM52268666. I remember that call, and I will remember it till my dying days. And a great influence on me there, and as well as my family, you know, working really hard to get licensed and participating. So that's really cool right there. So let me just let it drop for one sec. Yeah, and I'd like to congratulate you, Kathy, for running an excellent net. I'd like to announce officially on behalf of the Sathcar staff that K6SUN, Kathy, has broken the all-time attendance record on Sathcar's TNT, previously held by me as host, and I can't remember who the presenter was, was 36. And tonight we've had 48 individual connections at one time or another, so that's fantastic. Four countries, Canada, USA, Israel, and England. In Canada, there was four provinces represented, so I'm very happy about that. Congratulations to you for running a great show, and what a time to do it. Ladies' night on Valentine's Day for our Valentine's Day special. So thank you very much for being there, and congratulations. I'd like to say real quick that we are recording this for podcast, available on the Sathcar's website, www.voip.sathcar.com. The link is on the left. called TNT Podcast, or directly via www.waveguides.ca for everyone who might be joining us by podcast tonight. Welcome to you guys also. So great job, Kathy. I won't keep it any longer, and I'll let you carry on because you're doing such a fantastic job. So thank you for being there. By the way, it's 12 degrees Celsius here. It's about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So there you go. And last words, ham radio has proven to me that there's a lot of guys out there who can chat it up a lot more than women. So there you go. Back to you, Kathy.
Recheck with a comment.
Go ahead, Recheck. I believe this is Bud, ILG. Come aboard.
All me and my recognizable voice. Well, in answer to Gordon's query, I think part of the, well, most of the time when I hear, we have a lady doing a net here. Actually, we have a lady that does the Indiana traffic net on Sunday mornings. And then we have our 2-meter Aries Races net is a female. Did I say the lady is a female? That didn't sound right, did it? Anyway, I think that one of the things that turns me off about ham radio and ladies is the term XYL. I mean, just because somebody is married, that doesn't make the woman a former young lady. And I was discussing this with a friend of mine, and he said, I don't like that term either, because his wife, well, I can't remember if his significant other was ham or not, but he likes the term MYL, my young lady. So I think that XYL is pejorative, and I'd like to ban it from the hobby. K9ILG. Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, by the way, it's 21 degrees and we got lots of snow, and it won't melt because we got icy rain, and it's a mess. The racetrack is unusable at the moment. K9ILG.
Well, Bud, keep it up in your area. I don't want it down here. So thanks for your nice comments and your conversation on changing the XYL to MYL. So I hope that all the gentlemen listening can maybe convince their wives to join the hobby. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to communicate among yourself. You know, I listen to different stations. I listen to Roger up in Pennsylvania talk to his wife. They talk on RF when they're coming home from work or school. I listen to W8RAT. He talks to his wife. They're in different locations. So it's a great way to talk to your spouses as well. And I don't think anything about the XYL, but maybe the ladies just think it's a man's hobby, and we'd like to change that. We'd like to be involved in it. Not to intrude, but just to be involved, and because it's a fantastic hobby. And I've had a great deal of fun tonight as well as always. And I've enjoyed whatever I do for South Cars. It's been very special to me, and I hope the ladies listening tonight as well as the gentlemen have seen that in the ladies, that they enjoy the hobby as well. So with that, I'm going to make a call out to anyone anywhere. Before I actually go through my history of ham radio and see if they'd like to make any comments before I actually talk. So any station anywhere, and this means anyone. And, you know, some of our new administration haven't come aboard and talked this evening. I would sure like to for them to come aboard and say what they thought about this evening's session, and the ladies, and how we may have an additional two NCS ladies. So please come aboard, and gentlemen, make your final comments before I actually talk about my love of the hobby. So anyone anywhere, that would like to make a comment, come aboard now with your suffix only. And this includes that new administration. All right, I have WKD. So PUJ, are you there? And are you available to just make some general comments this evening? If so, come back with your call sign.
PUJ, I'm here, Captain.
Great, and I don't mean to put you two gentlemen on the spot, but I would sure like to know what you thought of this evening's net. Any other gentlemen out there, ladies, that would like to make some final comments before I actually go into why I love ham radio? Please come aboard now with your suffix only.
Tango X-Ray Golf.
Great, I have Tango X-Ray Golf, which is Sarah. So, WKD, please come aboard and tell us what you thought of this evening's session and any comments you'd like to make. And thanks so much for being there this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Tell you what, Jim, your audio was very low. I could hear very little of it. So I want you to maybe increase your audio and come back and say exactly what you just said in a few minutes. How's that? So, but your audio was very, very low. I don't think anyone heard it. I didn't hear too much of it. So I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, and you can say those same comments that you said to me. And I may have lost my, I think it's PUJ. I would like you to come aboard. Tell us what you think about this evening's net, the ladies out there, and your general comments as the new net manager taking control very shortly. So what did you think, Tony? And I hope I haven't kept you up too long this evening. Please come aboard.
For you, my sunshine, I stayed up. I think it was an outstanding job tonight. Tony here, KJ4PUJ, down in the Florida Keys, where it's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and I guess that's going to be around 22, 23 Celsius, somewhere in there. Kathy, you did a fantastic job tonight. I was tickled silly that all the ladies were able to participate. I hope that you will come back and join the Nets more frequently. I noticed that two of you are very interested in becoming net control stations. I would ask all of you that can hear the sound of my voice if you'd like to participate more actively in the SCARS VOIP operation. We're definitely interested in you, male or female. We need the help. We need the support. And it's the only way the organization is going to go forward. Let's copy, Gordon. I'll back off a little bit. Beyond that, folks, Kathy did a fantastic job, and keep up the good work, and I'm going to make this quick and give it back to you. So 73 from the Keys, and have a great night, everybody.
Well, thanks, Tony. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I wanted you to make a comment about this evening's net. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I've had a great deal of fun. Even though I have an early morning, I have enjoyed it thoroughly. The ladies have been fantastic. The gentlemen have been just great. I have two contacts for possible NCSs as far as women. So I have enjoyed it very much, and I just wanted you to make a comment this evening. And thanks so much for joining us. I know you have a busy morning, and so I hope you have a great day. I hope that Teresa has been listening and that she finds how much the hobby is so fantastic for ladies and so much fun. And I hope I portray that out there to the ladies, because it is a lot of fun. I enjoy it thoroughly. It relaxes me a lot. From a day at school to come and do a net like this or anything I have to do for SCARS, it's very relaxing. And I hope that I have interested some ladies this evening. And it's too bad that she had to work. I see that you put that. But make sure that she listens to the podcast and listens to it as well. So I'm sorry that she couldn't make it tonight, but maybe she can make it in the future. Advise her that you know, the ladies will be doing a net on the 19th, and maybe she can listen to that. But I hope that she has an interest in it after listening, because it's a fantastic hobby, and I enjoy it thoroughly. You guys have been so special to me through the 2 years that I've been in it, so please convey that to her. Have a great evening. Thanks for all you're going to do, and again, if we can be of any help in the background, we are there to help you. So I'm going to make a call back to WKD and see if his audio has changed so that I can hear his transmission. I heard it briefly, but WKD, are you there? And did you check your audio, and is it a little bit louder? Jim, please come aboard. Actually, Jim, you have no audio this time, so I'm not sure if you need to reconnect, but I'd sure like to hear your comments this evening, so if you need to reconnect, go ahead or check your audio. I'll go on and call Sarah so she can make her final comments, and I'll come back to you. And maybe it's just the mute button on your audio. Who knows? But I'd like your comments, so please check your audio. KC4TXG, Sarah, please come aboard, and thanks so much for being there tonight, and so much for what you do. So what's your final comments this evening?
This is KC4TXG. Thank you, Kathy. You have done a superbly fantastic job tonight. I certainly have enjoyed it. I did want to put in one little promotion for Saturday, February the 19th, when both you and I will be doing double duty, running the Saturday nets. Looking forward to that day. I think we will have a great time and certainly have some fun. I would like to invite all the ladies to come by, check in on one or any of all the nets that we will be doing. Kathy and I will be doing one each in the morning. I'll be doing the Pacific Coast net at 12, at lunchtime. Julia from Russia, and I do look forward to hearing from Julia, will be doing the Eurasia. And then Kathy's going to close the evening with the Australian net Saturday night. So I would like to invite one and all to come by and check in with us on Saturday, February the 19th. Have a good night, Kathy. I've certainly enjoyed it. And everyone, good night, and hope everyone has a great weekend. KC4TXG, Claire.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for being there tonight and being for all of you that you do and being my backup and us doing the net together. I do look forward to the 19th. It will be a busy day, but I think we will have tons of fun. We will each be each other's backup, and we will do the nets, dual duty, but I'm really looking forward to it. I think it will be a great deal of fun, and maybe we can convince some other lady hands out there to become NCSs and join us. I think it would be a great thing to do maybe once a month. So thanks for being there tonight. Thanks for all that you do and helping me in the background as well, and for helping the Saturday AM connection. And you've been very special to us. So thanks so much for being there again tonight to help out with this net tonight. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I've enjoyed talking to the stations and to the ladies. So have a great evening, and a great day tomorrow. So WKD, I'll call you once again. How about your audio? Are you there? Jim, please come aboard.
Do you hear me now? KJ4WKK.
Oh my goodness, you're alive and there. I can hear you. Please come aboard. Hopefully you can remember what you said previously. Thanks for being there tonight. Thanks for all you do, and I appreciate you coming back and giving us some comments. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. WKD, please come aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and good evening to everyone. I apologize to everyone for that problem. I did have to reconnect. Couldn't find anything else wrong. I'm not sure. There's always something. But I did want to come aboard, even though you only called for gentlemen earlier, or all through the evening. So I was a little reluctant to come aboard since I didn't qualify. But I wanted to congratulate you and thank you for a very wonderful TNT Net Tonight forum. And you've done delivered a fantastic show, just as expected and as you always do. The other comment that I made earlier, or the other thing that I said, and I'll share something with you ladies that is just something we men know and don't tell anyone else, but I don't care what men are doing, whether it's bowling night or any night out with the guys or whatever we're doing together, we secretly wish that girls were there. So, again, don't tell anyone. This is KJ4WKD. Great job, Kathy. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you have enjoyed it this evening. It's been a great deal of fun for me. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I've enjoyed listening to the ladies as well as the men. And I've enjoyed doing the TNT. I don't often do that. So, and it's been a very special night because it's just before Valentine's Day. So, and actually, we've had a couple of ladies that may be interested in being NCSs, so that's been very special. So I'm glad you came back, and your audio was corrected, and you could talk to me this evening. But I do want to tell everyone about my love of the hobby. But before I do, I want to make another general call to anyone that would like to make any final comments. And this has been a very long net this evening, and I apologize for that. But I hope that everyone everywhere has enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it. So anyone anywhere like to make some final comments before I talk to you about my love of the hobby? So please come aboard with your suffix only at this time. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Well, it looks like no one wants to make any final comments, so I'm going to actually talk to you a little bit about my entrance into the hobby and my love of the hobby, my love of self-cars. And I hope it doesn't bore you guys, but it's something very special to me. So, and I will try to drop as often as possible so that I don't time out. But my interest in ham radio began shortly after moving to Florida in 2006. I'm originally from the state of Michigan. I knew it would be an excellent way to keep in communication long distance to anybody that I knew further north. So after a year of thought and further studying and getting up the nerve to go in and take my test in June of 2008, I passed my technician test and was licensed shortly thereafter. In August of 2008, I was introduced to South Cars VOIP for the first time. In fact, my first contact after being licensed was actually with Gordon, KY6V. He introduced me to South Cars. I still was very apprehensive for quite some time. I was unsure of myself at the beginning to actually broadcast on the air. Was I sounding okay? Was I doing enough? Was I doing the right thing? It was through the encouragement of one person specifically, and that was KY6V. Most of you know Ms. Gordon, who encouraged me further. After a short time and having the confidence to talk over the air, I heard an announcement about South Cars needing administrative NCS help. So I offered my services in the administrative arena. I began my duties as logging of all of the nets. One day, while in conversation with KY6V again, he said, "When are you going to try being an NCS?" "Wow," I said to myself. I asked myself several questions. Would the men want a lady intruding into that man's hobby? Would the men want a woman NCS? that worried me. Feeling this was a man's hobby, I did not want to intrude. However, through the encouragement of our membership, and especially Gordon, KY6V, I took that step, and I have never been sorry. I made my first transmission and took those first 15 minutes of fame in July of 2009. I'm going to drop at this point. In July of 2009, like I said, I took that 15 minutes of fame. In the beginning, I was a fill-in, and then I became a regular in the rotation. Now, look how far I've come. I've become the database manager, then a senior hospitality agent, training manager, acting VIP assistant and manager in NCS, and absolutely love all I do for South Coast. In May of 2010, after considerable study and through again encouragement of HAMS here in South Florida, and again our net manager, KY6V, I went to the Fort Pierce Radio Club on a Wednesday evening and took that general exam, and I passed. That was quite an accomplishment for me, and I was on cloud nine for several days. As the final step in my accomplishment for me, I wanted to pass the extra test. My life was so hectic with school, other activities, so it took me approximately six months before I was able and ready. But on January 8th, 2011, I drove to Melbourne, Florida, which is about 40 miles north of me, and passed my extra exam. There's one more area in which I have a desire, and that is CW. I am currently participating in that class through SoftCares and will soon begin practicing towards perfection. Let me again drop. I no longer feel the hobby is a man's hobby, and I hope through our TNT this evening and the encouragement of other lady hams, we will have much more involvement of the ladies. Men should involve their wives, their girlfriends, their significant others in the hobby. Invite them to go to the radio store. Invite them to go to the ham fest and encourage their participation in talking on the radio or through VRIP. Invitation is the answer. Through this encouragement, we could increase the participation of the ladies. When I first began transmitting in 2008, there were few women talking on the radio. It is my hope, through my transmissions and activities with South Coast, that I have been able to spark that interest in more ladies entering the hobby and becoming more involved. This is why tonight's TNT was so important to me, and I hope that everyone has enjoyed the program. Let me drop it again. So, what do I enjoy about the hobby? To me, that's a very hard, hard question for me to answer. I like the social nets. I like the VOIP, the rag chewing. I like being an NCS. I like my managerial duties. I enjoy everything about South Cars. So with all of this said, that's my conclusion for this evening. Is there anyone anywhere that wishes to make any comments of our guest this evening or my final comments? And I want to again wish everyone, or thank everyone, for joining us. It's been a very special evening for me as well as the ladies, and I hope as well to you gentlemen. So anyone anywhere want to make some final comments before I actually begin to close this net this evening? So come aboard with your suffix only. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Okay? No one wants to make any final comments. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Maybe you're tired this evening. But it's been very enjoyable for me. I want to thank everyone, everywhere, and especially our ladies' hams tonight and all you gentlemen who have taken the time away from your families and your busy schedule to join us. Our membership for connecting to this very special TNT this evening. I hope that each of you have a very splendid evening, rest of the week, and a very happy Valentine's Day, which of course is Monday. So at this time, I would like to turn the TNT over to KY6V for any final comments, any closure of the net. I want to thank each and every one of you once again. And it's been a very special evening for me. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. KY6V, please come aboard.
My goodness gracious, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. Thank you. Thank you to the ladies that participated tonight. And thank you to the gentlemen that offered their comments. It's just been absolutely grand, and there's not much that I can do to follow an act like that. Let me give one more call out, Kathy, if I may, and see if there's any other comments. I'll make a couple of announcements pertinent to South Cars, and we'll consider it a wrap. Anybody out there anywhere in the world that would like to make a comment, suffix only, please, and call now. All right, guys and gals, thank you very much. You know, we need NCSs, male and female. We need administration people. We need hospitality people. If you'd like to find out what this is all about, what it entails, and see if you're interested, drop us a note, an email at voip@southcars.com. And we'd just be elated to get in a conversation with you. Code Class, I might add, is going along very well. We're going into our third week, our fifth course, starting Sunday. We have 19 participants, and they are just all doing great. They're going to be slapping that key backwards and forwards here by the time that we finish the course here, and we're anticipating that to be about February the 22nd. So listen in. We're having a lot of fun. The other comment I want to make is I hope to see everybody in Orlando this weekend. I know some of you that are overseas is going to be a little pressed to get there in time, but a whole grunch of the South Cars people, membership, staff, and you name it, will be there probably by 9 or 9:30 Saturday morning. We've got pictures coming up at noon of everybody in South Cars, and we'd like to have you part of that group. So with that said, one last opening for any comments, and if not, we're going to call it a close for this evening. Over.
Sierra Echo Zulu.
Sierra Echo Zulu. Now, that sounds like a Paul. Good evening, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, Gordon. Thank you, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I just, in closing, I wanted to thank Kathy in particular for this net tonight. It was very enjoyable. I know Suzanne and I both liked it. One of the things towards the end of the net I found interesting was the statistical data that said that this was the most populated net, record-breaking net for South Cars, on at least on the TNT. And I just, anyone who doesn't know, I want to let them know that, that's no accident. From the minute that I mentioned to Kathy on the air one day that my wife was a ham. She was after me like a bulldog about getting Suzanne involved in this net. She sent emails out. Anytime she even saw me link onto the South Cars server, she was sending me messages in the text box. Paul, is Suzanne going to be joining us? I mean, she was relentless, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one that she was doggedly after. So it's by no accident, it's by a lot of work behind the scenes that Kathy turned this into such a successful event, and I think everyone should know that, and I want to thank her again for that. So thank you, Gordon and Kathy, and we've enjoyed our time greatly here on South Cars. 73 to everyone, and have a good night. N1SEZ.
I'm so pleased to hear those comments, Paul. Thank you very, very much. KY6V here. Yeah, she's a very dynamic lady, number one. You know, South Cars is, I don't know if you know the history behind it, Paul, but it started probably 40 years ago on the HF side. We have a very strong HF operation on 40 meters. Run 4 to 6 nets a day and 365 days a year. At any rate, we started back about 3 years ago, Paul, to get a digital wing on the HF operation because of the population and the immense number of members that we had. And we are now getting very close and may have exceeded. I haven't talked with Kathy on our database numbers here in the last couple of days, but we are so close to 2,000 members on the digital side, the VOIP side, running rampant towards 11,000 members combined between our HF and digital side. So we're very proud of that, Paul, and very happy to have you and Suzanne as part of it. Over.
Well, thank you, Gordon. And it's funny how we kind of accidentally stumbled onto this, and it all started with an HF rig of mine that went down at an inopportune time. And I was home for a week on vacation expecting to operate a lot of radio, and I couldn't do it. And discovered Echolink. It was the only reason I found it, and we've enjoyed it ever since, and South Cars in particular. So it's a pleasure being here. I'm getting more and more involved in it. I'd like to set up a we're working towards setting up a an RF link station here as well. So hopefully we'll be around and involved quite a bit. Back to you, Gordon.
I'm very pleased to hear that, Paul. KY6V here for South Cars. Let me say this about that. You know, you've got just a charming bride. I sat back and listened to her voice, and I listened to her presentation, and Kathy was right on it with an NCS, but, you know, you're pretty tough yourself. I'm going to ask Kathy to send both of you an invitation for an NCS. What does that sound like, Paul? Over.
Well, Gordon, that sounds very interesting, and I was wondering when that would happen. I was hoping somebody might find me worthy, but yeah, I might be interested in that too as well. And certainly if Suzanne is going to be interested in that, we have a little bit of a competitive nature going between the two of us. So, and like she said, when she got her ticket, I got my ticket, so she was going to get hers. So, but actually, we would enjoy that. We're having fun on it, and we're trying to work to get the signal sounding good. And just so far, we're enjoying everything about it, but particularly the people. And one last comment about your CW course. We found on the website your recording there of the musical CW alphabet put together with music and drums, and that thing is by the way outstanding. And it's it's not just a gimmick for anybody wanting to learn CW. What that does is really give you the rhythm of the sounds, and it's when you're trying to learn CW, you don't want to remember that you know, something is dit-da-da. You want to know the sound and get the rhythm of it. And that that little presentation there that you have out there is just outstanding. And I've enjoyed it, even though I operate CW all the time. So kudos to you and to your course and all of your work in trying to keep CW alive, too, because it's a wonderful mode of operation and one SEZ.
Interesting comment, Paul, and thank you very much. You know, I've been around for a while, and sort of grew up with CWN. It was part of my life and a very strong part. And I got a little discouraged when the Navy dropped it, and the amateur licensing dropped it, and so on and so forth. And I said, well, here we go. I'll be very honest with you. The reason that we're running this course is because the interest of the guys and gals that are out there. You know, one fellow jumped up on our SCARS server here not too long ago and said, you know, I realize that I don't need to know this. I want to know it. I'd like to learn it. And before I knew it, there were 14 other guys that were and gals that were jumping in on the SCARS channel here saying, hey, I want to do it too. And that's why we're running the course. I am just so enthusiastic about putting this program forward because there is really, what I'm seeing, a genuine interest, Paul, that people, some people, would like to understand where this is all about. Over.
Rick.
Well, there's another station in there. That is wonderful news. I'm glad to hear that, and it's interesting to hear that there are people who, even though they don't need to take it anymore, they want to learn it. And what's kind of ironic for me is that, you know, when I was licensed, I had to take it, and I've got an extra license. I took the 20 words per minute, and When I learned CW, I just learned it because I had to. I had no interest in it whatsoever. It was nothing more than a means to an end. And lo and behold, though, when I got on the bands, I discovered I just absolutely loved it. And it was totally unpredictable. I would never have guessed that I actually enjoyed CW more than picking up the microphone. So I'm getting more and more comfortable with the microphone nowadays, but when I first started, I wanted to work the key, much to my surprise. So you never know where things lead you to. But I believe, Gordon, you might want to see somebody else. I think may have been trying to get in there too. So, and I don't want to keep it here for the rest of the night. There's probably other people who want to talk. But that'll be my final comments for now anyway, Gordon. So back to you from N1SEZ.
Good comments, Paul. Appreciate it very much, sir. KY6V here for South Cars and the TNT. We'll talk more about this later. But, you know, there's music to it. There's a swing to CW if you can... get yourself a tune. If you're musically inclined, if you can tap your toe to it, it's good music. Thank you, Paul. That was W9RCA Dash Romeo out of Indianapolis. Was that you, Bud, or was that somebody else, please, trying to break in? Over.
It was yours truly, Gordon. We have some interest here in Indianapolis about code. And so give me the times again I've been making that announcement on our Aries Net about South Cars, code course. I don't know how many have participated. I learned the code 100 years ago when I was 12, because I had to. Well, and I kind of enjoyed it, being a musician. Anyway, we have a slow code net on 3535 on 7 o'clock. I think it's 7 days a week. That's PM. So I don't know, you know, how many people can hear 3535 at 7 PM. But anyway, we do have that going on. So give me the times on the... on the course again, please, K9ILG.
Good evening to you, Bud. Nice to hear you, sir, and I'd be very happy to. KY6V here. And I've taken a note on 3535, 7 p.m. Those have got propagation into Indianapolis at that hour, I'm sure would appreciate it. First of all, let me give you a little background here, Bud. The course started that South Cars is promoting and running on Sunday, January the 30th. That was our first class get-together. We are running two courses, two classes, if you will, each week, Sunday night and Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 0000 Zulu. And I assume that you're in Central Time, most likely. So you got an offset by an hour to our 7 p.m. Eastern. Be 6 p.m., I would assume. I'll let you figure that out. The course has been running since January the 30th. This coming Sunday, we will be running our fifth class, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We anticipate to end this overall course in 4 weeks, which would mean that we will be ending on February the 22nd. With that said, anybody entering into it now would be getting into midstream. However, we are posting not only the material for the course, but the podcast, the actual recordings of the course can be found on our website. And I think you know what that is, and if you don't have it, I'll give it to you, Bud. Over.
Okay, I don't know if you heard our call sign in CW there or not. We are on Eastern Time, too, so that's going to be when we're, you know, they're doing the slow code net at the same time. But anyway, we should be on Central, but for some dumb reason, in our governor's infinite wisdom, they decided we should be on Eastern. Which I think they're crazy. But I think changing the clocks is crazy anyway. Anyway, thanks for the information, Gordon, and it's always a pleasure. And you're not the only one, by the way, that was born with a carbon mic in his hand, except mine belonged to a Meissner disc recorder that my dad, that I cut my teeth on. K9ILG.
I love that comment, Bud. Thank you very much. Yeah, I had a carbon microphone when I was born in one hand, a vacuum tube in the other, and I had a Vibraplex lightning bug on the end of my umbilical cord. Can you match that, Bud? Over. And don't tell me you're thinking about that. You know, your music abilities got you quicker than that. Bud, go ahead for a last comment.
Well, I was thinking about how excruciating that would have been for your mom. Talk about hard labor. we used to have lots of fun. And of course, we're going to have our W9IMS station on for the ARRLTW festivities. So we'll be all over the band there. That's quite a station out there at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Special Event Station. So I'm not sure which call they're going to be using, but probably the IMS. I don't know. Anyway, I had walked away from the radio. I got a hamburger in there that's waiting to be eaten, by the way. So that's what I decided I better go. I did turn the burner off, but I just have to go in and check on it. Anyway, we had this one little recorder, and it was a magnet type thing, but it was a disc. And then there was a eraser, and you could record stuff with it. You know, you'd set down the needle, and boy, by the way, disc recorders, I'm glad they're gone, because that was messy cleaning off that needle after you cut a disc. But anyway, oh, and it had a built-in radio on that old recorder, by the way. And it weighed a ton. Anyway, and I've given up soldering, by the way, because when I solder, I can't read Braille for about 4 days. K9ILG.
You got me laughing, bud. You rascal. All right. Thank you, sir. KY6V. Well, first of all, as far as my mother was concerned, she was just so happy to get it all over with. She was a ham, too, incidentally. Her call was K6EEE. Dit. We called her the Dit Girl. So there you have the rest of the story. Good night to you, bud, and thank you. I don't want to hold the net here up any longer officially. We're going to close it out here shortly. Any other comments for the net before we close, please? KY6V in South Cairns. All right. Good night, guys and gals, boys and girls, all those ships out at sea, wherever you are. Thanks for coming by. The server is now back to normal use and abuse. Everybody have a great evening, what's left of it, and hope to see you through the week. KY6V is now clear. South Cairns TNT is now officially closed.